Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions, such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1,100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, C-E-P-H-A-S, radio.com. Last week, I ended with the fact that Pope Francis is developing a new world religion that is akin to Gaia worship. Before we address that, what is Gaia, in researching the Pope's comments, they are antichrist and very public. He is a high mason, which was discovered by his hand signals. We publish whatever we find relative to Pope Francis in our monthly newsletters, as well as information about the apostasy and today's TV ministries. That kind of information is not brought to the public over the media. Here is an example of what just happened. The Bible Answer Man has joined the Eastern Orthodox Church, which is huge since he has millions of followers. The article states, Bible Answer Man Hank Hanegraaff leaves evangelicalism, joins Eastern Orthodox Church, by Brandon Showalter of Christian Post. An evangelical radio personality known as the Bible Answer Man and president and chairman of the Christian Research Institute was formally received into the Eastern Orthodox Church Sunday. The Christian Post confirmed that Hank Hanegraaff was chrismated on Palm Sunday at St. Nectarius Greek Orthodox Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. What astounding news, said Rod Dreher, an Orthodox Christian and author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Benedict Option, in an interview with the Christian Post Monday. Many evangelicals seek the early church. Well, here it is, in orthodoxy, he continued. I am sure some will be scandalized by Hanegraaff's conversion, but I hope at least some will wonder how someone as knowledgeable about the Bible as Hank could convert to orthodoxy and to go to a divine liturgy to taste and see what it's like. What people don't realize is the fact that Pope Francis has made so much progress with Patriarch Bartholomew, who plans to attend the Ecumenical Cairo Peace Conference on April 28, 2017, with Pope Francis and Muslim Sheikh Ahmad al-Tayyab, Grand Imam of Al-Azhar University. This article was written by Carol Glutz of Catholic News Service and published on April 19, 2017. Vatican City, Orthodox Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew of Constantinople was scheduled to attend a peace conference in Cairo with Pope Francis and Sheikh Ahmad al-Tayyab, Grand Imam of Al-Azhar University. While Patriarch Bartholomew's office did not release release a detailed schedule of events he would be attending during the Pope's April 28 through 29 visit to Cairo. The Vatican confirmed the reports on April 19th that Patriarch Bartholomew was invited to take part in the conference and was planning to attend. Pope Francis also was scheduled to meet Pope Tavadros II, head of the Coptic Orthodox Church, soon after the conference in April of 28, making it a day the heirs of the apostles Peter, Mark, and Andrew would be present in the ancient land of Egypt. While Pope Francis is the successor of St. Peter, which has been proven not to be true, the Orthodox Ecumenical Patriarchate traces its lineage to St. Andrew, and the Coptic Orthodox Church has St. Mark as its patron. The Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, and Oriental Orthodox churches are not in full communion with each other, although they have been working closely together and have been engaged in theology dialogue aimed at unity. The Orthodox Patriarch of Constantinople is called the Ecumenical Patriarch and is considered first among equals of the Eastern Orthodox churches, even though his primary does not entail direct and ultimate jurisdiction over them. The Coptic Orthodox Church is one of six Oriental Orthodox churches that trace their roots to apostolic times, but distance themselves from the rest of Christianity after the Council of Chalcedon in 451. Like the Eastern Orthodox churches, the Oriental Orthodox accept seven sacraments and allow ordination of married men to the priesthood, but choose their bishops only from among celibate priests. They are in communion with one another, but not with the Catholic Church or the Eastern Orthodox churches that split with Rome beginning in the 11th century. Time is up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary at livelyhope.co. We are dissolving our ministry and liquidating all the material we have collected over 25 years at a 90% discount. Books, original DVDs, CDs, etc. at cephas-thrift-shop.com. CEPHAS Thrift Shop. Join our monthly newsletters about developments in church, social issues, and Israel free at go-cephas.com. Cephas is CEPHAS. Till next time, we thank you for listening. God bless you so long. Rita Williams at cephasministry.com.